Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Darren in Denver wants to take a shot at me. Darren,
Darren crime.
I know. And he spells it the right way and everything.
What's the wrong way?
Like Darren Cheverini.
Oh, with an I.
Yeah. Sorry.
Got it.
Sorry, Darren.
Got it.
An example of D-Mac's hypocrisy, draft a quarterback. Example of D-Mac's hypocrisy. Draft a quarterback if you don't have one whilst pounding the table to keep Tebow, knowing he couldn't play quarterback. That, again, boy, that is addressed in D-Mac, A Relentless Life Pursuing Quarterbacks. There is a chapter.
I'm sure there is. Yeah, of course there is. There is.
Yeah.
No way you're going to skip out on that manifest, though.
Nope. But
more Tebow!
What was that? Can I get that again?
More Tebow!
The fact of the matter is, you can listen to the audiobook coming up soon. You will see that I would have never drafted Tebow in the 20s, ever. Wouldn't have done it. But that being said, if he's on the team, how do you make it work? So I wasn't pounding the table for Tebow. What I was doing is trying to talk about how you could make it work. But not for a millisecond did I ever say it was a bad idea to get Peyton Manning and keep Tim Tebow. What, are you nuts? I mean, that just did not happen. You forget what it was like when we were in such a bad quarterback situation, and when you really look deeper into it.
By the way, is this going to be your new go-to that if people don't understand your quarterback theory, well, if you listen to the book, you would understand
I guess so.
The details.
I guess it has to be.
If you have not taken 4 hours out of your day, how long's the book? How long's the audio version?
It's in that range.
Okay.
I mean, reading a book.
Give me specifics.
I don't know the exact time of the reading of the book, but it's
more
or
less than 5 hours.
It's less than 5 hours.
Okay.
Took a while to read the book.
If you don't take 4 hours out of your day to listen to me rambling about my quarterback theories, well, that's on you.
The audio version is broken up in chapters, so, you know, it's more of a palatable way to absorb it.
Although they are great title names.
They are great.
Enough that they actually captivate me.
Yeah.
And, you know, as your partner, I will listen to your book.
You don't have to.
Why do you roll your eyes when I say I'm your partner?
No, I love that you're my partner.
No, you rolled your eyes.
All right, here's, does D-Mac have dementia? That's not right.
Oh, no. He's just ever changing. He's ever evolving. He's smarter than us. He doesn't have dementia. He knows that he's sick. Hey, this is Mount Palumbis. He doesn't have dementia. No.
Mount Palumbis. Speak.
He's just ever evolving on a level that is just somewhere that we cannot understand. It's a manifesto that turns into a dictum, that turns into a 7-year commitment, that turns into you got to treat the second rounder like a first rounder, that turns into we're going to draft somebody at number 9 overall to compete with Drew Lock, to now he's all of a sudden the starter. But it's not dementia. He knows that he has all these other ideas. He just knows that the next idea is better. That's all. You just know that the next idea is better.
I'm Palumbis speak. I'm just letting you just, you know.
Right. Okay. Well, how did I do?
Oh, you're great.
Yeah.
Do you know what our show would sound like if we were doing this show in Kansas City? It'd be like, man.
Everything is awesome.
Right. Hey, the Chiefs. Perfect. All right. Let's talk about linebackers. Let's talk about pass rushers. If we were doing this show in Buffalo, it'd be like, hey, Bills killed it. Thank God. All right, let's go on about X, Y, and Z. If we were in Cincinnati, you know, way to go. If we were in Los Angeles with the Chargers, you guys crushed it. Way to go. Let's move on. I mean, most teams in the NFL have already done this. They've already adopted it. It's tricky. The Raiders are an interesting example. They're kind of in the... They're in the ultimate khaki pants quarterback hell right now. Because really, how do you think they really feel about Derek Carr? It's tricky because he's actually pretty good. But is he the guy that's really going to take him to where they want to go? That's a really hard question.
Yeah, they're in a tough spot. I mean, you can't move on from Derek Carr unless you've got a really good reason to. It's got to be like a Deshaun Watson type of reason to move on to it from him.
Yeah, it's a weird deal because now you're paying him a lot of money with a lot of doubt. Look at the four teams Russell Wilson is interested in going to.
Kind of an odd group, actually.
It is an odd group. Well, I got Saints, Bears,
Raiders,
Cowboys. Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't feel like they've got a lot of things connected to each other.
Oh.
So I don't know. Can an audiobook be burned? No. D-Mac didn't even buy Tebow's book. He read it for free at the tattered cupboard. Wow, my man Jay in Lakewood has an awesome memory. That is actually correct.
He read the whole thing in one sitting?
I did.
Wow.
Yeah, it was.
Must have been not a very complex book.
It was not. My man Jay's guy got like a cup of coffee. I settled in and really polished the whole thing off in about 90 minutes.
I love it.
Yeah, and I just put it back on the shelf.
That's how you cheat the system, man.
Yeah, because when I picked it up, I was like, this is it? This is the book?
Right.
And trust me, there were a lot of parts you could just sort of, okay, I get it. Skim. Let's go. The Elway book by Jason Cole, Elway, A Relentless Life. I just got multiple people just sent it to me, like a download. Well, did you ever read Elway, A Relentless Life?
And I know it was killing you the whole time because every day you'd come in, you had some new story you wanted to talk about it. And I'm like, you know what, D-Mac, I'm sorry. Like, that's in my free time. I don't really care to read about Elway's
biography. To be fair, I didn't read the whole thing either, but I read from the Tebow time till now, that time.
All right.
I didn't go back to, like, him as a kid and Stanford years and all that. But so I only read the final 70-something pages. It was a really interesting read. I mean, it amazed me who he was willing to throw under the bus.
Out of curiosity, if it was so interesting, why didn't you read the whole book?
I don't know. I probably should have gone back and read the whole thing, to be honest with you. I don't know. I just, to me, the more interesting part, listen, the more interesting part of Elway's career to me is why I've called him the Tim Tebow of general managers. If you want to say he's great, there's evidence. If you want to say he's terrible, there's evidence. And right now, because you would include these last 5 years, it's a 50-50 split. There were 5 years that were great. There were 5 years that were awful. He's the Tim Tebow of GMs. You're not wrong if you say he's great, and you're not wrong if you say he's terrible.
Yeah.
And that is the same with Tebow, too. Because for every reason you can tell me why he's terrible, and I know there's a million of them, I can give you a million reasons why he's great. It's
the problem is, John Elway's no different than any other athlete. People will remember you for what you did last. And as far as a GM goes, people will forget all the good stuff, and they will really only remember the last few years where he couldn't find a quarterback.
It's a Hot Take Tuesday. Plus, what about CU ditching CSU for UNC? That's next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
You're listening to The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
A lot of people on the sex line. Hot Take Tuesday, by the way, brought to you by Papa Murphy's. Get your pizza to go today. Thank you, Papa Murphy's. That, you know, the CU schedule's actually, they know years in advance. They put it out. So everybody knew, apparently, that, you know, CSU was going to be not on the schedule this year. Well, what I didn't know is that UNC was going to be on the schedule. Still, so you can make the argument, well, you know, hey, DMAC, calm down. CSU wasn't dropped for UNC. They weren't going to play CSU. And then you pointed out, or I don't know if you want to take credit for this.
What do you mean? Pointed out what?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
There could be an argument.
I did hear somebody in the room that was talking about this.
There could be an argument saying, hey, listen, let's just take on a team we know we're going to have our way with because we have A&M coming in the next week. And the test with CSU may be, you know, something we really
No, I mean, in all honesty, if I were a CSU fan, I would be sitting there convincing myself that, hey, CU didn't want to play us. So they wanted to schedule UNC instead so that they could get that cupcake victory, right?
You can make that argument, especially that their next game is against A&M here in Denver, not in Texas.
Well, I've actually always thought that was a huge mistake. The CU has historically always scheduled very difficult out-of-conference games. And it's been something that they've taken a lot of pride in over the years. Now, that started to change over the last 4 or 5, and I think it's for the better. You know, like Nebraska, they would start off with McNeese State and whoever. You know, three straight easy, guaranteed victories. You're halfway to a bowl game, right? And CU, we're clearly not King Kong of football, but we're scheduling the most difficult opponents that we could find, and we're coming out the gates, and you're 0-2, or you're 1-3, right? And so, you know, in all reality, for where CU is at as a program, if I'm being honest about it, we should be scheduling teams like UNC at the early part of the season so that you can come out the gates 2-0, 3-0, so that CSU, you're halfway.
The CSU game is too competitive?
No. Well, that's not what I'm saying. Saying we should be scheduling teams like CSU or UNC. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't go crazy.
It's funny. People take the college stuff so personal. They have very... The level of humor is good though. That's why college sports is great. Cause you feel so passionate about your schools, which is awesome. And I'm thrilled that, hey man, what a cool treat for the UNC program to be able to play CU at Folsom. That is awesome. Friday night should be really exciting for everybody. And it will be Ed McCaffrey because don't forget, UNC decided, even though they could have Tyler, they decided not to play a spring schedule.
Yeah.
There's other teams in their league that aren't. They decided not to, which overall must have been tough for some of those kids to just go a full year without playing football. But overall, for a new program, just to, you know, get everything set, probably a good spring of spring practice is probably better than just rushing something together to play, you know, who knows.
Well, the fact
that they had a six-game schedule or something.
That McCaffrey fan in me looks at this like, hey, man, what a great opportunity. You kidding me? Your very first game as a head coach at UNC, you just go up against the big dog.
Yeah.
This is how you make a name for yourself very, very quickly.
No doubt. So, and by the way, what an incredible motivator to work with your kids all spring and summer. I mean, that's the first game on the schedule.
Yeah, he's had a lot of time with his kids.
You know, I know they usually play, a lot of schools like UNC play, you know, a Power 5 school. There's a big payday involved. I think UNC's last big one's like Washington State, which, all right, that's cool. It's in the Pac-12, but hey, come on, man. If you're at UNC, who would you rather play?
Oh, yeah.
Washington State or CU? Give me
an absolute dream.
Yeah. Rita, it's not even close. So I think that's great for everybody. Should be awesome for everybody. And I'm curious about Dylan McCaffrey, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure I am. I mean, you know, he came from Michigan. That's a dang big program. Comes down to UNC. He's clearly going to start right out the gates. And his dad's clearly going to design an offense that is built for his skill sets. It'll be fun to follow that.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, I'm not going to go out of my way to watch UNC games, but...
No, but I'm sure you'll be paying attention to that one. And
sure. Well, without a doubt.
If Dylan McCaffrey goes off... It's easy to remember Kyle Sloter went off eventually when he started playing there at UNC and, you know, became a legend. Kind of a weird local legend sort of guy. Do you know? All right. Who knows in this room, Richie, Kevin, Tyler, who knows? Kevin, you already know? You know the answer?
I know that Kyle Sloter transferred from somewhere to UNC.
No. That wasn't the question. Who knows? Just raise your hand if you know. Who knows what NFL team Kyle Sloter is a member of right now? You know it, Tyler? Kevin, you know it? Richie, you don't know it? What is it?
Las Vegas Raiders.
You're right. Did you really know that, Kevin? Yes. And he's with the Raiders.
Did I lose because I started to say Oakland?
No. I'm just saying, we'll see what happens. Hey, real quick story for you. Check this out. Kentucky Senate passed a bill 36-0, unanimous, allowing high school seniors to stay for another year of school and play sports. Not just football, play sports.
Mm.
They are giving their high school seniors another year to play sports in the state of Kentucky. Unanimous.
It's interesting. I'm not sure how I feel about it, to be honest with you. I guess if it's only going to apply to, you know, maybe 10 or 12 people in the state that are trying to go play at the next level, because the majority of kids aren't going to want to come back to have another year of high school when they could go to college, right? But if you had aspirations of playing collegiately, then certainly you would take another crack at your senior year. But I also look at it like that kind of sucks for the kids that are behind them.
You are correct on that. It does suck for the kids that are behind.
The juniors that were about to be seniors, that it was about to be their moment, and now all of a sudden they're both seniors at the same time.
It's a fair point, because that exact situation is happening right now in spring college sports, where the NCAA granted an extra year of eligibility. It does stink for the class behind, not only the class behind them, because they gave that to everybody, so not just the seniors. So if you were a freshman last year and played a spring sport, you are still eligibility-wise a freshman.
Yeah.
With 5 years to play four. So you could be a 20-year-old freshman eligibility this spring, and you're right, it does stink for the kids behind them. I have some sympathy in my heart for it, because I know the 2020 class, those high school kids, those spring athletes did not get that year. And you are right about the recruiting. If you just didn't have, if you didn't have that year, that is pretty rough. But you're right, too. There are just as a natural progression of kids who were freshmen becoming sophomores, sophomore becoming juniors. What about those kids?
You know, in the big picture, like I said, I don't think there's going to be that many kids that take advantage of it.
You're probably right.
Majority of kids realize that they weren't going to play collegiately, and they want to go to college. They want to have the freedom. They want to go get out of home,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So to actually make the decision to complete another year of high school, you got to be committed to trying to play collegiate sports.
You know what? You're probably pretty good in the first place, so you're probably not necessarily taking anybody's spot. It's a little harsher in college, where, you know, if you're recruited to play college, you're probably pretty good in the first place. So you somebody is taking your spot. It probably is happening. So you're right. It's probably only a handful of kids, and nothing stops you from being able to play your high school sport and taking community college classes or something like that and still getting college credit at the same time. I'll have to think a little deeper on it. On the surface, I like it, but you're right. It does the exact same thing to younger high school kids as it's doing to younger college kids right now.
Correct.
It's just interesting to think about. You're done with high school. Would you stick around to play another year of high school sports?
No, you wouldn't do it just to play high school sports. Only if you had aspirations of going further.
Yeah, top six is coming up next.